conflict can shrink our vision. When the wildfire is burning, we may see only the insult, the accusation, the unfairness, the threat, or the outcome we want. We may forget that God is present. We may forget that our identity is secure in Christ. We may forget that the other person is also a soul before God. We may forget that the conflict is not only a problem to solve, but also a place where the Lord is forming us. The peace fire begins when we turn again toward God's presence. Hebrews 4 teaches that because of Jesus, we can draw near to the throne of grace to receive mercy and find help in time of need. Conflict is a time of need. Before the meeting, before the message, before the reply, before the defense, we need mercy. We need help. We need the presence of God to change our perspective. God's presence does not make wrong things right. It does not excuse sin. It does not erase hard decisions. But God's presence changes how we stand inside the conflict. Instead of reacting as though everything depends on us, we begin to rely on Christ. Instead of seeing the other person only as an opponent, we remember that Christ calls us to love truthfully. Instead of measuring success by whether we win, we ask whether we are pleasing God. Instead of rushing to control the outcome, we ask for the next faithful step. This is how a conflict firefighter is formed. A conflict firefighter is not someone who never feels anger, fear, or pain. A conflict firefighter is a believer who learns to return to the peace fire again and again. Romans 12 calls us to present ourselves to God as living sacrifices. That means we bring our whole selves to Him, our bodies, our words, our emotions, our motives, our memories, and our plans. We do not enter conflict alone. We enter in the presence of Christ. So before moving into your next difficult conversation, pause, breathe, pray. Ask the Lord to change your perspective before you act. Before moving on, ask, what part of this conflict looks different when I remember that God is present with me right now?